WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're riding a roller coaster of emotions? One minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting into a pit of stress or frustration. You know, that feeling when your boss throws a curveball and suddenly your calm demeanor goes out the window faster than a cat chasing a laser pointer? Well, buckle up because today we're diving deep into something truly powerful. Understanding your emotional triggers and mastering the art of emotional regulation. Think of it like this. Your emotions are signals. They're trying to tell you something important. But sometimes those signals can be super loud, overwhelming, and frankly, a bit annoying. Learning to decipher them and respond with grace instead of reacting impulsively is like upgrading your life from surviving to truly thriving. So, how do we unlock this emotional superpower? Here are 5 key takeaways that'll have you feeling more in control than ever. First things first, awareness is everything. You gotta know your triggers, those pesky little things that send your emotions into overdrive. Are you a walking ball of anxiety when your inbox explodes with emails? Does the thought of public speaking make your palms sweat like you're climbing Mount Everest in July? Identifying these triggers is like shining a light on the dark corners of your emotional landscape. Once you know your triggers, it's time to get strategic. This isn't about avoiding them entirely, because let's be real, life throws curveballs. It's about developing coping mechanisms that help you navigate them gracefully. You wouldn't try to ride a bike without handlebars, right? Emotional regulation is like having those mental handlebars. They help you steer clear of emotional crashes. Deep breathing exercises, mindfulness meditation, even taking a walk in nature. These can be your secret weapons against emotional hijacking. Think about it this way. Emotions are like waves crashing on the shore. You can't stop them from coming, but you can learn to ride those waves instead of getting swept away. Next up, remember that self-compassion is your best friend. We all have moments where we lose our cool, where those triggers take us for a spin. Instead of beating yourself up, which only adds fuel to the fire, treat yourself with kindness and understanding. Imagine you're talking to a good friend going through the same thing. You wouldn't berate them, right? Now, let's talk about setting boundaries. Just like a well-built fence protects your garden, healthy boundaries protect your emotional well-being. Learn to say no when needed. Communicate your needs clearly and surround yourself with people who support and uplift you. Remember, saying no is not selfish, it's self-care. Finally, don't underestimate the power of seeking professional help. If you're struggling to manage your emotions on your own, remember that there's no shame in reaching out for support. A therapist can provide guidance, tools, and strategies to help you navigate those tricky emotional waters with confidence. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells around certain people? Maybe a family member always pushes your buttons, or a coworker seems determined to get under your skin? I remember this one time, picture it. I'm at a networking event, trying to make connections and sound super cool. You know how it is. Then, out of nowhere, this guy starts bombarding me with questions about my career, like he's conducting an interrogation. My anxiety skyrocketed. I felt trapped, and honestly, I wanted to bolt. I learned a valuable lesson that day. setting boundaries can be a game changer. I started practicing saying no more confidently, redirecting the conversation, and even politely excusing myself when needed. Turns out, being assertive isn't about being rude, it's about protecting your emotional well-being. So remember, you're not alone in this journey. We all have those moments where our emotions run high, but with awareness, self-compassion, and a toolbox of coping mechanisms, you can master the art of emotional regulation and live a more balanced, fulfilling life. Ready to take your emotional intelligence to the next level? Share this episode with someone who might benefit from these insights, leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep those emotions in check and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.